to new life. Pray that you had a blessed week. God is good. Amen. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. Looks like December is full. Brother Jack and Patsy will be with us next week. That'll be good. So everything you need's in here. So just make sure you get one. Stick it up where you can see it. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. We're going to read from Psalms chapter 113. The word tells us, praise the Lord. I believe I will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From this time forth and forever, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Just lift your hands this morning. Father, we just thank you for your presence that's in this place today, that your Holy Spirit is brooding over us, Father. And we thank you for what's happening, God. Your word being manifested all around us, God. We thank you for every person that's in this place today, that they will not leave like they came, in Jesus' name. Lord, that you have anointed us today to hear your word. You have anointed our eyes to see beyond what's around us, Father, as we look into the things, Father, that you have for us and the things in your word, God. We thank you for this time as we come into your presence today with praise and thanksgiving, giving you honor. We make room for your glory in this house today, because you are all awesome, awesome God, knowing that you're for us and not against us. And the church said, amen.
Good morning, church. Back in the house of God one more time, amen. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing.
Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop help us. And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God.
Thank you, Jesus. See.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that an awesome saying, though? You just think about that. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? Amen?
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Woo. I've had a long week, y'all. How about y'all? Anybody in here had a long week? I have. But you know what? It's all good. It's all good. I'm proud to be a Christian. Even though this old body's not perfect by no stretch of the imagination, I'm still proud to be a Christian. You know, I read somewhere said in the Bible, it's where we have to kill our flesh every day. Every day. We have to get out of the way of ourselves every day. Yeah. And that's sometimes hard to do because I know for a fact that I like to be in control. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I'm the only one like that now. I know I'm the only one like that. But if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? He's greater. He's stronger. He's just awesome. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. One of these days, I'm going to learn how to preach a sermon, Dad. Why not? Ain't that right? Go for it.
We waited for this day, we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awaking desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here, you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, but looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Glad to be here today, Lord God. We just thank you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. You're the greatest of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away. Shout my praise, my allegiance and devotions, my heart's desire and all emotions. Go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. For the praises of man I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotions, my heart's desire and all emotions, go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Yeah. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. You only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. You only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise.
Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? Lord, I thank you for the giving of this church, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you'll open up the windows of heaven and pour them out such a blessing that they'll not have place to store, Lord. And I just thank you for that. Thank you for the cleaners of this church, Lord God, and everybody that comes here to take care of it, Lord. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. Do I give my praise?
Amen, church. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got a testimony.
Amen.
A couple of them. This week, you know, so sometimes everything just doesn't fall like it needs to fall. And this week, we had a mortgage payment, and it's one of those rotations on your homeowner's insurance. And it came due, both of them came due the same week. And Laverne was doing some figuring, and she said, you know what? She said, if both of these come in this week, we got to pay both of these this week, we like almost $50 having enough money. I said, well, God, take care of it. And you know how many times we'll say, God will take care of it, and then we start figuring out how we're going to take care of it? Well, we were talking about it, and I said, well, I'll just call Glenn, and I'll tell him the situation and see about getting an emergency amount, because the way it's set up, sometimes we have an emergency amount on the housing allowance, and things come up just not quite just like they should. And so I called him. He said, yeah, that'd be all right. So I went ahead and I got the $50 and went and put it in the bank, so everything would be covered. So the next morning, Laverne comes back from walking, and she said, did you know there's a $53 and something deposit in our bank account? She said, where'd that come from? She said, did you put that in there? I said, I have no idea about a $53. I said, I put the 50 in that we were talking about, but I don't know anything about a $53 one. But she said, well, there's a $53 deposit made in our account yesterday. And you know the first thing I heard? The first thing I heard was a voice inside my head that said, you didn't trust me, did you? What are you going to do other than just drop your head and say, I knew it'd be all right. But I was trying to help it be all right. And you know what the $53 was? That came in that day. Way back in the summer, RECC, Taylor County RECC, had run one of our where we paid them. They ran the check through twice accidentally. And they sent it back to us, and we got it that day. Now tell me that that's not God watching out for you. Because God, you know, we don't have to, you know, a testimony of what God's doing for you is not always something grand and glorious and great and newspaper-wise. It's just God taking care of the little things. Yeah, it was big to us, especially her. You know, she can pray and keep people alive when they're dead. But I have to be the one that's on top of the finances for some reason or other. Now, the other thing is this. Yesterday, we went to the memorial for Brother Joe Payne that they had at the Nazarene Wheat Center at the Nazarene Church. And we sat down at the table, and there happened to be, I say a young man. Everybody's young men to me anymore. But sat down at the same table with us, just out of coincidence. I mean, I know him, he knows us, and I've known him for a long time, but I don't have any real much of a personal, you know, relationship with him. But he's a nice guy, loves the Lord. So we're sitting there, and there's another gentleman sitting at the table, and we got to talking theology. And we were discussing different things, and we came down to the realization that the most important thing is your relationship we have with Jesus. Well, the one gentleman left, and so he just left me and the other young man. And we were sitting there talking, and I got to preach to him about grace. And his eyes were just lightening up as he was hearing that. And I don't know how long, it was quite a few minutes I sat there and talked to him, wasn't it? And when we were done, I smiled at him and said, well, I really didn't mean to preach a sermon. He said, hey, he said, that's all right. He said, you know, we need to hear more about what you just got through talking about. We need to hear more about grace. And I'm thinking, I said, that's what our whole church is centered around. And he was, you know, he was saying the same thing that I've told you. There's a lot of churches out here that they don't have a concept of what it is. And the reason that they're so struggling with themselves that they're still trying to do what they really ought to know and find out that Jesus has already done for them. And that the workmanship that we were created for Christ Jesus and for good works is not good works to keep us in right relationship with him, but good works to build the kingdom. He'll take care of our relationship with him, but we'll just take care of our responsibility as citizens of the kingdom. And then now, Laverne, you tell about your incident at the bargain, the clearance line at Walmart the other morning. The lady. See, I mean, it's just out there. All you got to do is just be somewhere.
I shared... Thursday night at our ladies' meeting about
it. But we all weren't there.
Okay. But I got this one aisle at Walmart over here that's everything's clearance. So I'll check it about every two or three days to see if they've marked anything down that I think I want to buy or looking for gifts or something. And the lady's always there, and so she and I get to go, and I go, oh, yeah, have a good day. Yeah, we're going to have a good day. I said, yeah, this is the day the Lord's made. And so we start answering back and forth like that. Yeah, this is the day, you know, and so... And I turned around to leave to go finish my walk, and she said, just a minute, said, I believe the Lord spoke to my heart and said, you're supposed to pray for me. I said, okay. And she shared just a little bit about her son, and I said, well, let's just pray right now. So we began to pray, and I just believe, the Lord took care of it. And, it's just, again... just hunts you down, doesn't it, son? You know, she's a mother that was struggling over some decisions and some things that her son had to do. And I just thank God that we could pray together there. You know, and it's one thing, and I thought, you know, you can go off and say, yeah, I'll pray for you. But sometimes they need somebody right then and there to grab a hold of their hand and to just begin to remind them of what the Word says and the promises of God. So I just thank God for it.
And all you've got to do is just be willing for God to use your mouth to open it and say something and get this thing out of your mind that says, well, I'm no theologian. I don't know this and I don't know that. All you got to know is that Jesus said do it and that he'll take care of the rest of it. Amen. He told his disciples, go preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Now, don't you think that they thought a little bit through their mind, how are we going to do that? It's one thing for Jesus to do it. It's another thing for us to do it. But, you know, they went on his word, and they did it. They saw it happen. And they came running back to him after it was all over with, after the 70 had been out, and they said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us in your name. And they were excited, and he said, that's good. Be excited about it. But be more excited that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Amen. Anybody else got a thing you want to share? Just while we're here. Miss Vivian?
I just want to praise the Lord. He came through again like he always does. Of course, I was crying last week because I was worried about things. But somebody here blessed us, and I thank you very much. and so that I could buy Bobby's medicine. Well, we went to Walmart, and a lot of his medicine was $0. It just totally blew me away. And see, my deductible has been paid in, so mine was zero. So I don't worry about mine. But his, you know, it can get up there. And we only had two things that was $3.30. So then we had that money that was given to us. We could put gas in the car. We could buy some bread and some eggs and stuff that we needed. And I want to praise God. And another thing is some other money that we was waiting on that I was really worried about, money coming out for the beginning of next month. It's coming. So I'll be able to take care of that bill, and I don't have to worry about it no more. But I knew God would do it, but you know how it is. It's just how. But he does, and I thank God.
Amen. Well, I'll just say out loud to everybody what I've said a couple times to Laverne when situations, financial situations were getting tight. And I'd look at her, and lightheartedly, I would say to her, honey, how much money have you worried in today? And you know how much in total always is? None. You can't worry money in, but you can believe it in. Yes, ma'am.
Doing what I could do and just trusting God, because I know he's always came through for me. But I had two people that weekend to bless me with $100. And not only that, it was people that who'd been against me. And I even loved that more,
right.
Getting that $100. But I just knew that it was God.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody else?
You just hang in there. You just keep believing because it's coming, it's coming.
And it's coming. I can promise you that. Amen. You know, last night, this pastor asked his congregation, said, what do you have to be thankful for? And, well, I sat there and listened to everybody thanks and everything. And, you know, I love my family and I love this church. But what I'm most thankful for is that I got saved. I'm more grateful for my salvation than I believe anything. Because my salvation is the pivotal point in my life. And I believe that everybody that gets saved, it's their pivotal point too, because when we reach that pinnacle is when things change. And it just really registered. You know, your salvation is probably the most important thing to you. You know, we get to go to glory. We get to see our King. Mm-hmm. And I really feel for the ones that have no clue about our King. And that's a sad thing. We live in the United States. It's not a perfect country, but it's better than any other country I can think of. I can promise you that. But with that being said, we have so many people here in the United States that don't know the Lord. And that's a sad thing. We can worship freely. And there are other countries that would just relish the opportunity to worship. But anyway, it's just a sad thing to know that we live in this great country and have such a great opportunity to worship and serve God. And there are so many people that don't want to and don't know how and don't know him. But anyway, not a sad thing, it's just a true thing. Amen.
Opportunities are there, everywhere.
Right there. Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. And he never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory is yours.
Overcome. overcame. Here I am, all I can offer, bowing down, you have my worship. Here I come, here I run, I need you. Like a child needing a father, without you I'm empty and broken. Here I come, here I run, I need you. So I'm running to into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe, yes, I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running. Here I am, reaching my hands out. Hear my heart, I pour it all out. Here I come, here I run, I need you. Light my path, lead me, I'll follow. Be my shield, my strength for tomorrow. Here I come, here I run, I need you. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe, yes, I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There There I know I'm safe, just I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient. No, how bad I need you. I'm running to you. Into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe. It's running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient. No.
Before we dismiss, Sadie, come here a minute. Come on. You know I love you, right? Y'all, this is my baby. And my baby turned 18 the other day. This is Shirley's baby, too. Nana's baby. Grandpa's baby. Is she my baby? I'm very proud of this. I'm going to do this for you, okay? don't run off. You stay right here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, I love you. Happy birthday to you. Praise and worship team. Thank you, guys. Class to stay in here or dismiss us?
Hallelujah. I'm on. Can you all hear me? Praise the Lord.